The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
800-686-2237. Hey, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight. I like to say it's the buzz in your backyard and mine. And the buzz includes a couple of interesting stories outside of politics, believe it or not. Yeah. Not everything revolves around who's going to be the next president, although it's significantly important to us as to who gets in the White House because, what, we have three branches of government and we need our representation. And we know what that's like, as we have seen for the past couple of years, the frustrations that have just bubbled out from the Beltway and have poured across our land. Seriously. I think in all the years that I've done talk, this may be the worst, where I've heard more people than ever just not saying the same old thing, kick everybody out, put new people in, but saying that the disillusionment with what keeps happening is at an all-time level. An all-time level. We have a police officer faking a shooting that set off a manhunt. Not good when we have so many great cops out there who are targets, so we don't need any the boy who cried wolf stories that are much more serious than that. And we also have Tom Brady, the quarterback for the Patriots. Yeah, this was a lot of buzz in the backyard. Who was supposed to be suspended for 4 games because of deflating the football. A judge says not so fast. He vacates the 4 games. He'll be in the game as the quarterback, the starter, of course, for the Patriots against Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers next Thursday when the NFL kicks off its season. Wow. Iran is on the minds of some at barbecues this weekend. Iran just constantly shoving it in the face of the U.S., even with our president pushing for support for the nuclear deal. It's one story on top of another, and it's not Republican rhetoric. It's really what's happening. What the story is that, as we know, the president is in an arm wrestling game and trying to make sure he has enough support, as is Secretary of State John Kerry, trying to reassure everyone that the deal between Iran and the 5 other countries in the U.S., members of the U.N. Security Council plus Germany, ensure that international inspections and a slew of other things in the agreement will bar Iran from developing any kind of nuclear weapons. But they won't do that. Senator Barbara Mikulski, a Democrat, longtime Democrat from Maryland, who's retiring, became the 34th member of the Senate to back the controversial and unpopular deal. So if it's defeated in a vote as expected, Obama will have enough support to sustain his certain veto. Iran's military has said this. Iran, according to Iranian Defense Minister General Hussein Alamedian, he said Iran does not plan to issue permission for the International Atomic Energy Agency to inspect every site. He said U.S. officials make boastful, that's what he said, boastful remarks and imagine that they can impose anything on the Iranian nation because they lack a proper knowledge of the Iranian nation. Ooh, that tells you all you need to know right there in that statement. They're listening to what's being said and saying, ha, whatever. This one's for you, USA. You can boast and brag and say whatever you want to say, but it ain't happening. So the bluster from Iran is in complete opposition to what the president and John Kerry are conveying. Now, once they lift those international sanctions, it frees up $150 billion in Iranian funds, yep, that have been frozen. So when the Islamic Republic took 52 American hostages for 444 days in the beginning of 79, remember that story? So remember what happened there. Over the decades following that, Iran has been the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. That's what we have them listed as. While constantly calling for war, of course, with America and with Israel. So now Iran agreeing to allow international inspectors to monitor its facilities, ensure that it didn't build a nuclear weapon. But it seems like the conditions are changing. So that's what I think. Hey, once the money is there, once the whole thing is lifted, bye-bye, we'll do what we want. I really believe that. I mean, what is the best way to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons? What's the best way to do that? The president is trying to quell the criticism for the deal and saying that, you know, this is the best chance to keep Iran from getting the weapons. This is it. But I look at this and I just see statements and think, you have to listen to the leaders. And if the leaders can't take it anymore and they're saying, oh, that U.S. is so boastful. I mean, they're really shooting themselves in the foot with comments like those. But if you read in between the lines, I think it tells you what's going to happen here. I don't think this has a happy ending. It does for the powers that are Iran, the Ayatollahs. I mean, they're still stoning women that they make up affairs, saying that they're adulterers, and they're not. There are crazy honor killings still happening outside of even Iran. Does it mean everybody is living under those rules? Does it mean the entire Tehran, entire cities are like that? No, of course not. But we know that it's definitely out there. So while that's going on with Iran, the number of refugees fleeing from Syria has just catapulted into a catastrophic amount. Hungary cannot take all these people. A lot of the EU countries are saying the same thing. How many do you want us to let in? And at the Hungary train station, police stopped a migrant train, and there were back and forths all day long. What does Europe do to handle this crisis in the Middle East? I would say, don't ask the U.S. because we can't even figure out our border situation. We don't have any great advice to help you with this one. I think you're on your own. And I think that's the lack of a statement is what that means. So if you're playing along at home, I said we would dive deeper into this, and we will. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we'll dive in more into the Massachusetts cop who faked the shooting that led to serious amounts of people combing the woods and looking and looking and looking to no avail. Dawn Zier, coming up on the flip side, president and chief executive officer of Nutrisystems, for this very cool new promotion they're doing, having to do with being able to take compliments.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
In our virtual green room, we have Mark Moyer, and he is the author of Strategic Failure, How President Obama's Drone Warfare, Defense Cuts, and Military Amateurism Have Imperiled America. Thanks so much, Mark, for coming on the show. We appreciate it. You know, it's interesting where, as we watch all of what's going back and forth, especially on Iran, but also what's happened with the, just in general, the Middle East. Certainly we're seeing that the U.S. military now is starting to balk on some of the policies, and we just saw that Congress, we have like Chuck Schumer, longtime Democrat from New York, Senator from New York, who is saying no to the Iran nuclear deal, although their ducks are lined up in a row now through the Democrats, that it doesn't look like there's anything that can trump this deal. But there is definitely the rebellious aspects to this, because you even saw the 200 retired generals and admirals that sent that letter to Congress urging the lawmakers, in fact, to reject the nuclear agreement. And so what do you make of this, just ignoring what some of the top people have been telling the president all along?
Yeah, and this is, unfortunately, a trend that goes back many years into the Obama administration. And part of why I wrote the book was because of the fact that the military's advice had been ignored so consistently. And it's something that people don't fully understand, because what most Americans don't realize just exactly how the military is bound to kind of publicly support the civilian leadership. There are instances where, if you at least read between the lines, you can see that the military advice is being ignored. And we had another example of that with the Iran deal, when General Dempsey was called to testify, because you may remember that when President Obama basically presented this deal as a false dichotomy, which is something he likes to do, which basically either you accept this deal or we're going to have war. And when General Dempsey came up, he said, well, you know, actually, there's a variety of different things we can do. There's a range of options. So the military didn't think that this was, you know, either we give in to the Iranian negotiating demands or else there's going to be a war. So it's just, unfortunately, again, another example of the political operatives in the White House trumping the military.
Yeah, and there's nothing, as you say, because traditionally it's the support. There's nothing that they can do other than, and which is a stroke of brilliance, to have these 200 who were former generals, etc., to come together and write this, you know, send this out to support it and jump on the lawmakers to reject it, right? You got to go to the retired guys because the others have to support, so-called support the president publicly.
Yeah, that's right. And there's even been, you know, people raise questions about should the even the retired generals be saying things. And actually, I think in this case, some of them were reluctant until they saw that there was a small group who supported Obama who came out publicly in favor of that. And then I think that, you know, led all these other generals to say, hey, hold on here, guys. And you know, certainly from talking with current and retired military community, I think there's overwhelming disillusionment with this White House because its policies are weak and also because they appear to put president's own, you know, approval ratings ahead of the national interest.
Yeah, and for to cut the Iran deal, is that because, okay, look, we see what's been going on with Iran, so I'm going to, legacy-wise, I'm going to be the president that says we're going to make the world a bigger, better place by figuring out a way to negotiate with these people, even though you have top terrorists saying, Iranian terrorists, that they want to kill us?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is motivated simply by Obama's desire to come away with some kind of crowning achievement that he can claim to, you know, as part of his legacy. And his foreign policy to date has been really disastrous, I think. And so he's kind of groping for something. And I think in this case, what he sees is that the deal may be very flawed, but it's not really going to create enormous problems until he's been out of office for a while. You know, it's going to take the Iranians a while until they actually develop the nuclear weapon. There's probably also some, you know, his left-wing political ideology, I think, is also factored in here. I mean, from, you know, the day he took office, he was, you know, pushing, you know, he was very much in favor of the Palestinian liberation movements and hostile to the Israeli government. And we've seen now, you know, him ramming this through over the objections of the Israelis. And so I think he also sees this as you know, fulfilling his left-wing agenda, which also includes, you know, just reducing America's involvement, certainly its military involvement overseas.
What's the danger of defense cuts?
Well, there's a lot of different ones, and we've seen already a lot of this is surfacing. If you look at what the world is like today versus 2009, there is a much greater need for American strength, and that includes strength on the ground. So if you look in Eastern Europe, we now have Russia moving into the Ukraine. In the Pacific, we have China building artificial islands to expand its territorial reach. In Iraq and Syria, we have ISIS and other extremist groups that are beyond control. We have failed states in Libya and Yemen, which are terrorist enclaves. We have, you know, Iran now moving towards a nuclear deal, and there isn't really any other country out there that can exert a stabilizing influence in most of these places. And the United States, if it's going to do that, is going to need more military spending because we're seeing our presence shrinking. You know, we were supposed to have this pivot to Asia where we were going to move resources. I mean, that was one of the few relatively good ideas the administration had, was that we needed more strength in the Pacific to prevent China from intimidating people, but we can't do that now with the defense cuts. And even our own hemisphere, we've cut back the drug interdiction ships, which in the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific, and so we're seeing a lot more cocaine coming up from Latin America and coming right into our country. And then there's also just longer-term threats. What we've seen when we've cut defense historically, it usually encourages our enemies, and then we get to another war, and then we have to send in forces that are not well-trained, not well-equipped, and so Americans lose their lives.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. It's crazy, some of the stuff that we've seen. Is that why, and I think that we're getting lost in some of the other details of the he said, they said kind of deal on the campaign trail. Of course, that will change when we swing in to the, what I call the real political season once we turn the calendar into 2016. But foreign policy used to be something that we really saw debated, and that's hardly a blip on the radar screen. There's an inherent danger in that, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the candidates are making an issue of it. Jeb Bush, actually, I think, was right to criticize Hillary Clinton recently when he said basically that ISIS was the fault of the Obama administration, because if you look back, the Clinton response to that is, well, Bush got us in Iraq in the first place. Well, of course, she did vote for that war, as a lot of other Democrats did. But more importantly, in 2009, 2010, Obama and Biden were actually, and Clinton were saying that Iraq had become a great democracy, and they were claiming it as a success for the Obama administration. And then when things started to fall apart, which was the result of pulling our troops out, all of a sudden, they seemed to have forgot who was in charge when all this happened. So I think that's a winning issue. I think, a lot of Americans across demographics are concerned about the shrinking of our military and also just the lack of respect in the world that's come out of our weak policy. So I certainly think it's an issue the Republicans should capitalize on.
All right, Mark Moyer, thanks so much. Strategic Failure, How President Obama's Drone Warfare, Defense Cuts, and Military Amateurism Have Imperiled America. I'm assuming we can pick the book up on Amazon?
Yep, and Barnes & Noble and all the other usual suspects.
Great. Thanks for coming on the show, Mark.
All right. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
To hit the road or on the road or are already somewhere in a very cool bar celebrating. It is that weekend that you have a lot of people driving. So coming up, Justin McNall will join us from e-driving to talk about some of the crazy statistics, how people feel about their driving and their significant others and who are some of the worst drivers in the country. I think that's like fighting words in some places because if your neighbor, whatever your neighboring state is, I bet you say they're the worst drivers. That's a very common thing to do. I've seen it every place I've lived. Whether it was California, whether it was New Mexico, whether it was Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Florida, Nebraska. It's always one of the bordering states. They're the worst drivers. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're diving into that with Justin McNall. Before we go there, though, as we mix in all kinds of craziness, the buzz on the planet Earth, basically, right now, let's go out to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Doing good this evening. How are you?
You sound wide awake and wired. I love it.
Oh, well, I am kind of wired. I enjoyed listening to that young man that you had on earlier. I mean, I can tell you from my military experience, General Myers visited me when I was in the Army, and he wanted to shake my hand. And I got one thing to say to them generals out there, and I said this last time I called in. Their responsibility is not to the President of the United States. It's to the Constitution. They right. swear an oath to the Constitution, which precedes the president. Even though he's commander-in-chief, he can't tell you to do something wrong. If it goes against the Constitution, it's your obligation. And that's what Meyer shook my hand before.
Right. You told that story. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, you know, he recognized it. He respected it and said, I want to shake your hand.
Yeah, which I think is great. Yeah.
Well, he walked into my AO, area of operation, and his sergeant walked in, and he was spewing at me, come to attention. I told him, I said, you come to attention to me. You're in my AO. General Myers had to run over there and grab him by the shoulder and said, calm down, son.
I love it.
And, you know, I come to attention to recognize his rank and saluted him as I should do. And, you know, then he asked me, and I told him, I said, I'm responsible to the taxpayers of the United States of America for all this equipment. He's in my area of operation. He'll do as I say, sir, just as you will, unless you want to sign for everything. And he said, let me shake your hand, son. That's the whole point. They're worried about their pension. They're worried about their retirement. They're worried about everything else. They need to worry about their grandson's future in this Iran thing.
Right. Absolutely.
Respect the Constitution, Kate.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Absolutely. There's a definite way about the military, and it has to be that way, because if not, I mean, that's why this not questioning whatever, because also on the other side of that is there is a respect authority thing. How could you possibly survive if you had massive chaos all over and nobody was respecting or following orders? We would have never won any of the wars we were involved in.
Well, what I really called in about was this young clerk that we talked about.
Oh, yes.
Locked up, and she's doing the right thing, Kate.
And she's a Democrat. Did you know that?
Yeah, even as a Democrat, yeah, she recognizes that, you know, hey, God's law is above it all. God's law is what created our Constitution. It's embedded all over the place. Inside of it. And she just don't want to go against the grain. Now, I understand, you know, I'm not trying to say that this, I'm trying to figure out what the, I don't want to call it gay lib, but,
right.
You know, that's what they want, refer to it. I'm not trying to be PC. Alternative lifestyle, that's what I call it.
Yeah, there you go.
There's alternative lifestyle out there that, yeah, you have rights. I say you do have rights. But, you know, I have rights, too, and you're infringing upon mine. That's the problem. Now, because of this infringement, yeah, you need to create your own church. You need to create your own Bible. You need to create everything else, but you can't use my wording. You can't use, you know, because that's infringing upon mine. And then, yeah, then you can have those rights. You know, the certificate should not have God or in the year of our Lord or anything else like that written on it, because that's my belief. Right?
Right, right, right.
Now, you can put on there, ball. Because, see, we're digressing as a society. At one point, even in the Bible, 2,000 years ago or 4,000 years ago, they worshipped Baal. And all this was Sodom and Gomorrah. Right?
Right, right. Well, I mean, here's the thing. You have to give her credit. Whether you agree or not with what she's doing, she's standing up for her principles. That's the deal. I mean, that's the truth, because she certainly doesn't have to do that. And like I said, people want to fling that on the Republicans, but she's a lifelong Democrat. So this was a personal religious belief, and that's how she feels.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting at. See, the Bible says, consider man's law as if it were my own. But it also says that, hey, consider my laws to be precedent. You know, I mean, he says, you know, unless they supersede what I say. And you can go in and talk to any Bible expert, and they're going to say that, you know, God said it's an abomination, this lifestyle. But it also says that, you know, we're not supposed to do it. You know, something I learned from a preacher was, you know why they use stoning as a punishment? Because it didn't. It was a group that did it, and no one knew who stone was thrown actually did the killing for the punishment. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing as our 12 juries, you know. It's historically. That's why they hood executioner, so you don't know who he is. You know, because you don't want to throw guilt or cast guilt upon the person that's doing the execution. And I said, man, I didn't realize that's how far back they actually considered, you know, thou shalt not kill. Well, who do we have commit this punishment, you know? We got to hide their face. It's just weird how wisdom over the ages seeps in as you get older.
Yeah, it's true. You feel differently from several decades ago. I agree with you. I agree with you, Grim. And here's what I would say about that. Thanks for the call. And thanks for bringing that up, because I wanted to bring this story up, and we have talked about this in the past, and it just becomes official that, yes, this clerk decided, you know what, I'm going to stand up for what my beliefs are, even if it's not popular to do it, and even if this is not, because remember now, the Supreme Court decision, so the law of the land from the Supreme Court is gay marriage is accepted. She was not going to come up with she was not going to issue those licenses because of her beliefs. And there are other places in the country, by the way, not just there, where that's happening. However, she was held in contempt of court. Even this clerk wouldn't budge. Even the judge basically wanted to say, okay, that's fine. This Kim Davis is her name in Kentucky. That if you don't want to do it, we can have that responsibility move on to somebody else. And then she wouldn't allow the deputies to do it. So that's how that actually ended up, that she was, you know, in the Rowan County, she ended up in prison. She was given the chance. She didn't have to issue those same-sex marriage licenses herself. She just had to agree not to interfere with the five deputy clerks who told the federal judge that they'd issue them. They said, yeah, we'll do it. We don't care. We'll do it. But Davis, you know, what Davis's lawyer told the judge, that his client wouldn't allow her deputies to issue the licenses. So she was in the hallway while all this was going on, by the way, not in the courtroom. And what the attorney said is, we cannot represent to the court that she would allow licenses to be issued. Because in her understanding and mine is authorizing something that is contrary to her Christian values and convictions. That's what the lawyer is saying. That's where the conscious rub is. So she was ordered into custody. The marshals pulled her in, hauled her in for refusing to obey the U.S. Supreme Court order, which it is, legalizing same-sex marriage, saying she would remain in jail until she complies with the law. What'll be interesting will be to see how long this lasts. The governor, Steve Beshear, said the judge's decision speaks for itself. And just kind of left it at that, because he certainly has no authority there. So for now, she is in prison. We're talking driving next here on America Tonight.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know, one of the things we talk about a lot on this show is because you're out there in all those nooks and crannies is driving, poor driving, good driving, and defensive driving. In our virtual green room, what a treat. We've got Justin McNall with us. He's the e-driving VP of Public Affairs. And over at eDriving.com, they just did a Harris poll of about 3,000 people, and they found out some pretty interesting things that we're going to talk about. Hey, Justin, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So the first thing is, you know what everybody wants to know. Who's the worst driver? Is it men or women, you or your spouse, Doesn't everybody think they're good drivers?
The worst driver is anyone other than ourselves. We found that male, female, married, not married, almost regardless of your age, upwards of 80% of people said that they thought they were very or at least fairly good drivers. And then when people compare themselves to their spouses, their parents, their children, those same ratings were a lot lower.
Wow. Interesting. So the statistics from your polls show a couple of other things, too. It's funny. Most of us think that we're better than our spouses, but that's normal, right? Like, I think my husband's a lousy driver because he's had more accidents than me.
Well, you're not alone in that way. We found that 82% of females thought that they were, like I said, very or fairly good drivers, and they said about 58% of them felt that way about their spouse or their significant other. On the other side, you know, across the table from you, you know, your husband, his views probably even slanted even worse than that. We found 88% of men felt very good about their driving, whereas they only said the same thing about 51% of their spouses or significant others. So that gender gap actually skews even worse on the male side.
Oh, I love it. Is this, so saying that, is there a gender bias to the poll at all?
There shouldn't be. This is just a sense of, you know, it's funny. Men we found felt a little better about their parents' driving abilities than women did. Women felt a little better about their own children's driving abilities than men did. So there's a sort of an interesting skewing there. Even across the ages, what was interesting is, you know, the data certainly bear out the challenges we have with crashes among teens and with young adult drivers. And 78% of them felt that they were very or fairly good drivers in that 18 to 34, that youngest sort of those Gen Xers, the millennials, I guess the millennials. And they were the only group that was below 80% for how confident they were in their own driving.
Wow.
The highest groups actually were 55 plus and 65 plus.
Wow. Do you think part of that is because they're younger, more distracted, they keep hearing about texting, they have friends who have little fender benders, they're just new to the game? What do you think it is?
Well, the crash data certainly bear out the challenges that young adult drivers, even into their 20s, have in a lot of cases, and that's why insurance rates tend to stay pretty high until you get into your until you turn 25 or hit other life events there. And so, in that sense, you know, these 18, 20-year-olds, 22-year-olds, they're still experiencing a lot more crashes than the rest of us do. So, some of them probably have that level of self-awareness there, that the confidence isn't necessarily there. We talk about it taking about 5 years of experience to really sort of master the not necessarily the simple skills of keeping a car between the white and the yellow lines, but of risk assessment, hazard identification, and having gained the real-world experience to feel like you can handle most anything that you're going to see out there on the roadway.
Wow. So we already mentioned this, Justin McNall's e-driving VP of Public Affairs. Tell us about e-driving.com.
Sure. We are the nation's largest provider of online driver training. We do it as both driversed.com, where we teach online driver ed for teenagers. So instead of sitting in a classroom, like many of us a generation ago or two did, for that knowledge part, learning about highway laws and traffic signs, in a lot of states you can do that online. And we also, as iDrive Safely, are the nation's largest provider of online traffic school. So if you get a ticket or for insurance reduction or in some states even for DMV points, we offer courses to help you out on that side. But we have a real interest in helping people sort of gain control over their driving to become more aware of their abilities, what they're good at, what they're not, and find strategies to work on it so that they can not just be safer on the road, but be more confident on the roadway, be appropriately confident on the roadway.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting when you're talking about driving and you're talking about online and all that kind of stuff. I would think, are apps really big now and things that you can wear to capture personal data on the way you're driving, and with the distracted driving and the unsafe driving, I would think that with you getting all this data, that would be part of what you might do as far as the whole marketplace is concerned, because it's just grown by leaps and bounds.
You know, on the fitness side, you look at Fitbits and Jawbone,
yeah,
some of those devices, those wearable devices, and they've really caught up on the consumer side. A lot of those same technologies are in development or in the marketplace now on the driving side. We haven't seen consumers take to them yet to the same degree. Part of it, and this is part of the puzzle we're still trying to figure out and help put forward for consumers, is finding the right combination of information for you as a driver to monitor yourself, or for you as a parent to help track and guide your teen as your teen or your young adult driver sort of gains those 5 years or those 10,000 hours or whatever you might say it is on the experience side.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Fascinating stuff. There's no doubt about that. Thank you so much, Justin McNall, e-driving VP of Public Affairs. And a good time to remind people, hey, a lot of people are driving over Labor Day, right? Pay attention.
Oh, Absolutely. AAA says 35 million people hitting the highways or hitting or traveling for the holiday weekend. And, you know, even if you're not one of them, you're probably headed to a barbecue. You might have some last-minute back-to-school shopping, or if the kids are already back in school, going out and realizing what you forgot to get them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You too. Thanks.
So it's interesting in having Justin on, you know, talking about driving, and it makes you think about, and we always see statistics on this. There's all kinds of information that gets pumped out about which state has the worst drivers. You know, growing up in New Jersey, just outside of Philadelphia, everybody used to complain about the Pennsylvania drivers. Now, if you were in Pennsylvania, they would complain about the New Jersey drivers. I mean, you get it. It seems like the neighboring states are the ones who get hit by that. But I just saw this. At the end of the year, they do this a lot. They do comparisons, and they do it with insurance companies and give, you know, scores based on fatality rate and miles traveled and traffic laws, obeying traffic laws. And the states last time what came out, there was a to piggyback on their Harris poll about different things, different you know, misconceptions or conceptions or whatever it is that we have in our minds about drivers. The carinsurancecomparison.com, the website that does this, they showed starting in the tail end of last year the worst drivers. You know the worst drivers were? And it makes sense because of the demographics of the small, how small they are, etc. Montana was number one. This is the top 10 states. Number two was, number one was Montana, tied with South Carolina. I'm sorry. Then you go from there and you look at Texas, and they kind of put Texas as 2 and 3. And then you had North Dakota as 4. Delaware, which is a little slither nothing state, but it's sandwiched there really in between Philadelphia and Jersey and a bunch of other states. So they're 5. 6 is Nevada. Wow. I wouldn't have guessed Nevada, right? And kind of tied with that was Louisiana. So they kind of put them almost at 6 and 7. And then 8 was Hawaii. Well, yeah, on those mountainous roads. Oklahoma, I've been down some of those roads in Maui. It comes after that. And then Missouri was 10 with the worst drivers. So, you know, that could be debatable, I would say. But because of traffic fatalities, how many miles traveled, all the statistics that they crunched, you know, basically on that. And then, like I said, different insurance companies do different things. Allstate has its annual Best Drivers Report. And as they rated the drivers, they had as their, and their rankings are based on average years, they had the worst drivers as Worcester, Massachusetts. Easy for me to say, where drivers average a crash every 4.3 years. Wow. All right. That was interesting. I'm sure we'll be talking about that again and talk to Justin McNall again. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Digging. You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.